Welcome to season three of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Today's episode of the podcast. So how are you doing this week? So many things to talk about today. The main topic of the podcast is, what is the difference between Pilates and yoga? I have been asked this question quite a few times over the years. I thought, oh well, let's just cover it in a podcast. So we'll come into that topic in just a moment. As usual, there'll always be a beautiful positive affirmation card message of the day for you, as well as a gorgeous meditation. It's a solo episode today, although we have got two very special guests coming up in future episodes. And it's going to be really, really lovely. We've got April J. Harris from apriljharris.com coming on. It's going to be a really interesting story and journey to share with you. And also Anna Illingworth is going to be sharing her story. She's an incredible solicitor and going to be sharing her mindfulness Pilates journey with you, which I think is going to help a lot of people too, actually. Both very different stories, but I think, you know, equally and be equally inspiring in different ways. Okay, what's been happening? So I was really pleased to be invited on to somebody's membership recently, which was absolutely lovely. I did a mindfulness Pilates session for Holly. And Holly is a fourth, well, her book's out any day, actually. I'm just going to dig out the title of her book. She's got the Happy Me Project, and she has a wonderful Happy Me Project membership, Holly Matthews. And she's a wonderful TEDx speaker and has a really beautiful, bubbly, effervescent person, and is doing wonderful work in the world of personal development and coaching. And so it was really lovely to go along and teach her both Holly and her members mindfulness Pilates and journaling. So that was really, really lovely. And her book's out soon, which is absolutely gorgeous. Well, it's going to be gorgeous. 100% is. And yes, that was really, really nice. The powers of Zoom, you know, my mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio can Zoom anywhere. So I Zoomed in to see Holly and her members. That was so, so lovely. What else has been happening? Oh yeah, there's this gorgeous, gorgeous magazine I've discovered this year called Brand New Magazine. And I've just written a three-page article for them on work-life balance. So you can get that gorgeous May edition, which it's particularly about social media, but my article is especially for you about work-life balance. And I share a lot of my top secrets there. Also in the May issue of Soul and Spirit magazine, you can read all about my manifestation journey and how all our different stories reach the mainstream press. So you can read that in the May edition. I've got quite a few podcast interviews coming up for you to listen to. Now, they are a whole new territory for me. Not that I haven't been on radio and podcasts quite a lot, but the interviews go deeper. And I hope they're going to help a lot more, actually, and inspire a lot more. And so we'll see what happens there. So I've got the Unbroken podcast coming up with Madeline Black. That will be out soon. Really excited as well. I was on Jalen Boyce's You Are Awesome podcast, as that's coming up soon, the episode, the interview. Top secret one. You're going to have to just wait till it's out. You have to wait to hear whose podcast that is on it. One of my favourites in the world. I listen to every episode, and I'm so pleased to be a guest on that. And really interesting. I just love listening to podcasts. Do you? I hope you like listening to mine. If so, give it a review, then I know you're enjoying it. I'm excited it's coming up soon to be on Lou Hamilton's Brave New Girl podcast, and also coming up soon with Jamie Lee Grace, Alcohol Free Life podcast. They Janie is one of my favourite people and friends and authors, and is doing incredible work in that area. And Lou Hamilton, I've discovered recently, and her books are amazing. Anyway, to be continued on that one, let's delve into today's topic. So what is the difference between Pilates and yoga? So I don't know where on earth do we start. So I'm going to be brief. I'll be brief on this. I mean, I could talk about this a lot. Obviously, I've been a mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 24 years. I'm not a yoga teacher and never will be. Now, so I'm only talking from my Pilates expertise and my personal experience here, and from what I know about them both. So Pilates is both mat work, exercise, and it also has equipment as well. Now, when I say equipment, that can be small equipment, but the original equipment was designed by the late Joseph Pilates, who is from Dusseldorf in Germany. And he had his first studios actually in New York in America with his wife Clara. And they had all this very unusual, very big equipment. I personally taught on this equipment for the first sort of 16 years of my career. And they are really good, I must say, reformers and Cadillac and chairs and all sorts of things. At one point I had 11 reformers, a big studio, little studio, and all the big equipment, which has springs and pulleys. It looks a bit like a torture chamber, but it's very, very flowing, strengthening, lengthening, amazing equipment. So that is quite a big difference between Pilates and yoga, is that Pilates, yes, can be mat work, but it can also be big equipment like the traditional equipment, which it's so good that it hasn't actually changed from when Joseph Pilates designed it, apart from it looks a bit more modern or different colours now. But basically, the fundamentals of that equipment has not changed over the years. It's still got the springs, you've still got the pulleys, you've still got all those original exercises, and obviously loads more have come about since too. Whereas yoga is purely mat work. So that is one of the biggest differences. The next sort of big difference, I would say, is that Pilates is traditionally mind and body. It's a mind-body exercise, and yoga is often mind, body, and spirit. Now, for those of you who know me, you might be thinking, well, Bev, you're one of the most spiritual people I know. Well, yeah, that's true. But for me to teach mindfulness Pilates, it's quite easy. I think I've been doing it so long, it feels like it's in my blood. I'm very intuitive, and I always know what to teach every single client and class and one-to-one program. And I suppose, you know, yes, I am the author of I Talk to Angels, and I do talk to angels and everything. And I'm happy, you know, I love angel cards and all of that sort of thing. But I suppose I teach it quite mainstream, as in with, you know, positive affirmations, that the one, well, it's not mainstream, it's unique. It's very unique how I teach it. I don't teach bog standard Pilates. It's, you know, you've got the meditation in it, you've got the mindfulness in it, you've got the positive affirmations that I teach in it, and you've got 1 minute journaling, you've got the visualization, you've got the sports science kind of visualization, mental rehearsal infused into it. You got that sort of sports psychology side infused into it. I've now dropped my microphone. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about that, everybody. I'm sorry about that. So why am I telling you this? Well, no, traditional Pilates is purely just the exercises, and there isn't all these added extras that I've infused into it from all those years of teaching, personal experience and whatever. Anything else to say about that? Yeah, so that's kind of Pilates, but then that's my style of Pilates. And then with yoga, Pilates doesn't traditionally have meditation in it, but the first two principles of Pilates are relaxation and breathing. And very much in yoga as well, so this is a similarity actually, is that there is meditation and relaxation and breathing in it. Pilates is now the differences with the breathing. I teach two types of breathing. Now with the Pilates, you're always doing core stability breathing. It's all about the core stability. It's all about working those deep abdominals. And yeah, that is quite a big difference. It's lateral thoracic breathing. You're breathing into the ribs and the back, and your deep abdominals, your transverse abdominis, are supporting your core stability and your deep, your back, your low back, your lumbar spine all the time. Now, Pilates breathing is different, and there are tons of different types of Pilates breathing. And in my opinion, all breathing is brilliant, all of it. So I'd say that's a win-win on both sides there. I obviously, I'm not a yoga teacher, so I can't comment on all different types. And the thing is, as well, there are different types of, each modality. So that's another thing. So this is just a very general comparison, not each type of Pilates and yoga comparison. So yeah, I think, it's very well known that yoga is very good for people to switch off, but Pilates is equally good to switch off. I mean, with Pilates, the relaxation is also in the switching off of you're doing the eight principles of Pilates, and you're doing the exercise, and your teacher, if you're seeing a decent, very good, highly qualified teacher, is correcting your alignment and your position non-stop. So this is very, very important. Copy me Pilates is a terrible thing. Equally, copy me yoga is a terrible thing too. If you ever see that, or you ever go to anything like that, that is very badly taught, very badly taught. So I'm qualified with BCPA, which is Body Control Pilates Association. So they are extremely, extremely good, qualifications. So you've got the relaxation and breathing. So the breathing is different in yoga to Pilates. Pilates has got that brilliant breathing. I also teach in my mindfulness Pilates, when the clients are doing a 5-minute relaxation at the end, like you're enjoying on the podcast, what you can enjoy on the podcast every episode, that breathing is just relaxed, breathing into the tummy and just relaxing, with the breathing. Or it's also more purposeful and stronger breathing, but you're not particularly having to do the lateral thoracic breathing because you're not doing the exercise bit of it, if that makes sense. Excuse me, hiccuping. So that's why I teach both, because I teach many, many types of breathing. But for the actual exercise, doing your core stability, doing your strengthening, doing your back strengthening, the whole time you're moving in a session, it's that core stability breathing. It's brilliant. Now, the eight principles of Pilates are relaxation, breathing, which I've already mentioned, centering, which is your core stability, alignment, which is also the good posture with the good alignment on every single thing you do. And everything, every time you move in Pilates, it's an exercise. So I'm then teaching my clients and you on the podcast to think about how you sit, how you stand, how you walk, how you move, how you get out of bed in the morning. So we've got as far as relaxation, breathing, centering, alignment. Then we've got concentration, coordination, flowing movements, and stamina. The more Pilates you do, the more stamina you get. Huge benefits a lot of people come for is that core stability and that strengthening, especially the back and any bits of the body that got weaker. Anytime there's been injury or dis-ease in any way in the body, it needs work, and often it needs a lifetime of work. And you need the maintenance, and then you need the regularity, and you need the professional teacher. Now, like in any profession, there are good people teaching it well and people teaching it badly. Excuse me. And I'm obviously quite annoyed about this, so I'm coughing. I didn't have a cough before I came on the podcast. I'll be honest, I am quite annoyed about this. I'll have a quick rant. It's really not like me, but I'm having some of my tea. Cheers. It's Friday. I'm not on recording this. I'll be honest, the weather's been getting better. It's like spring, and there is a Pilates yoga thing with this. And one of my favorite spots by the sea to do beach Pilates, I love it on the weekends. Go and have a swim in the sea, and then I get changed and back into my Pilates gear, one of my favorite jumpsuits, or leggings and a vest, whatever, tracky top if it's still a bit cold, But it's been a bit warmer. It's just been so nice, and having barefoot and the sand is just gorgeous. Anyway, I just had the most blissful time doing my own personal mindfulness Pilates. And then afterwards, sometimes I've filmed little videos on my YouTube but especially for my clients, you know, and social media as well, a little bit. Now, the reason I'm saying this is I do get wound up. There's a particular class, yoga class, going on the beach, and it really winds me up because A, the numbers in the class are very bad. They're going over 12 in a class. And number two, it's copy me yoga, and that winds me up. And then three, I can see that some of them are really struggling to do what on earth the teacher's doing, and it's way out of their level, and they're just not doing it properly at all. And that's just a complete waste of time. Also, they're at risk of injury. So I find it very hard to see this going on on the beach. And I know it's going on all over the place. You know, your teacher is not supposed to be at the front of the class copying me. It happens a lot in health clubs as well. It winds me up. And that is not how it's supposed to be. That is not proper teaching, whether that is Pilates or yoga. And I think both industries are guilty of it in some, you know, places. So that isn't an individual criticism of one or the other. It's both, and that really upsets me, because, you know, it has to be done properly. It has to be done safely. Each person's got a different injury history, and you need to look after yourself and that you're doing the right thing. Now, other differences between Pilates and yoga. There's, as I said, there's different types of each. The big key with both is that it's learned properly, and, you know, if you're a beginner, you learn at beginner level first. You have your health questionnaire filled out, and ideally you start one-to-one, even if that's only one-to-one, before going into the right level class. So I see everybody one-to-one, either one-to-one or one-to-one program before going into class, or some people just need the one-to-one programs to start with, or prefer that, or it fits into their schedule better. But the reason I'm saying this is, well, it's just important, really. It's really important. It's really important. Now, the next difference between Pilates and yoga, which is very, very clear to me, is that Pilates is much more aligned and straight. You know, with Pilates, I mean, you can go up to the, you know, advanced, original Joseph Pilates mat work, which I do teach, and I do love quite a lot of it. However, what I wanted to say about what I want to say about this is, yes, you've got to get the level right. You've just got to get the level right. So what I've seen is, you know, Pilates is a lot more recommended by physios, osteopaths and chiropractors. That is as a general thing. And also orthopedic surgeons as well. I had, for example, Jonathan Kitson, orthopedic surgeon in Hertfordshire, gave me a wonderful testimonial and recommended me, you know, a lot before. And, you know, I mostly work at my Zoom studio, but I do also work at a wonderful physiotherapy clinic called BWT Physiotherapy in Poole, Dorset as well. And, you know, it's the exercise, the basics of Pilates are very similar to physiotherapy rehabilitation exercises. So it's much safer. It's kind of more gentle. This is my opinion anyway, but it's much safer. It's much more gentle. It's much more straight. Now, my niche is bats, and, you know, now saying that, though, there are some exercises that are contraindicated and aren't so good for people if, you know, that you don't teach if somebody's had osteoporosis, for example, or if they've had a hip replacement. There's certain things you don't get them to ever do again, but there's tons that you can do after prolapsed discs and things like that in the low back. There are certain things that you just don't do to start with or ever again. And that is the right thing to do. And to get a fit, strong, you know, strong back and toned body, you don't have to be able to do every level of Pilates. You can go up to intermediate in a nice, stable, safe way and get very strong and toned, and then, you know, get your life back and get your quality of life back. You know, that's what happened to me. You know, do I play squash anymore or do some of the really hard stuff I used to do? No, because it doesn't suit my body anymore. Have I found other things that I can do? Yes, the mindfulness Pilates, of course, walking and cycling and stand-up paddleboarding. Do I wish I could still do great long cross-country runs? Probably, yes, I do. Would I still like to go on a squash court? Yes, probably I would. But I'm grateful for what I can do and living life to the full and, you know, swimming in the sea and stuff like that as well. So, you know, you find sometimes you can end up doing what you want to do again by doing the Pilates, and sometimes you have to find other ways that you're going to be able to move comfortably that's going to suit your body better. So in my opinion, it's a much safer, you know, I teach, you know, quite a few people have had, you know, knee replacements, hip replacements, and it's kind of just a much straighter, more stable, you know, more in sync with physiotherapy basics and rehabilitation exercises, and which is a very, very important thing. It's so important that you do the right level for you. But that's just my opinion. I think you have to be a lot fitter to do yoga. Some people say, well, it's really gentle yoga, but actually I hurt myself at yoga. And I remember at university, people kept saying, oh, try yoga, it's going to help your back. Well, it did not help my back. It made it worse. And I tried a few times over the years, you know, just to try it out. And, you know, some of my friends are in, you know, quite a few of my friends are quite into yoga, and, you know, it's absolutely fine. It works for them. But I, you know, I hurt myself. It felt like I'd had a whiplash injury, and I have had whiplash injuries. Like, you don't want to come out of exercise or yoga and feeling like you've had another whiplash in a car accident like I have before. So I steer clear personally. I mean, there's aerial yoga. I think there's even aerial, goodness knows what, I don't know, Pilates now, I have no idea. I've also taught paddleboard Pilates. In fact, one of my clients wants to get out on the water with me again, so I'm definitely up for that. So yeah, there's so many types, but the golden rule is, you know, some people do both, and that is absolutely fine. If you enjoy both, brilliant. You know, there's a lovely health coach I know, and she loves both, but, you know, she's more injury free. And, you know, she really loves both. And I think that, you know, that's absolutely fine. But, you know, find what suits you and your body. And just please, please, more than anything, you know, it's not about rating one over the other. And in fact, my book, which I'm quite surprised I wrote, not actually writing the book, but in the book it said, you know, you might want to do Pilates or yoga or whatever. So you've got to find what works for you, really. Now, in this study, I'm just going to dig it out for you. It did, I was one of the Pilates experts for a particular article. And it was actually the actual article was about how to improve your flexibility. Now, I will put the article in the show notes for you. And it talks quite a bit about flexibility. If the idea of touching your toes feels impossible, you may be wondering how to improve your flexibility. Being flexible and having a good range of motion is important, yet an often overlooked element of fitness. So, it says, improving your flexibility can have a range of physical benefits, with the American Council of Exercise reporting that flexibility training can allow greater freedom of movement and improve posture, increase physical and mental relaxation, help to release muscle tension and reduce the risk of injury. So, it goes on to all sorts of other things, and I was really excited to write the bit about doing daily 6-minute Pilates. Now, it's got a bit of a study going on comparing Pilates and yoga. Now, I did mention it in the last episode. Now, I'm just going to dig out the research for you. So it's quite good study they did. So a 2018 study, this is in science.com, by the way, and the actual article. A 2018 study published in the Journal of Exercise Rehabilitation found that participants who practiced Pilates for 1 hour, 3 times a week for 8 weeks, improved their scores on a functional movement test, which measures things like balance, stability, and mobility, more than people who did yoga, or a control group who didn't do exercise at all. So Pilates came out tops on that. Yeah! But I love you whether you do Pilates or yoga, don't worry. It then says, if 3 hours of Pilates a week sounds daunting, don't worry. Pilates expert, Beverly Denton, that's me, told Life Science that 6 minutes of Pilates every morning before breakfast can be beneficial once you have worked with an instructor to ensure you are doing the moves correctly. So that is the key, as I said, you've got to learn properly. Otherwise, you are wasting your time and you can do more harm than good. And you want to do good, you know. I do recommend clients do it an hour a week, and I also recommend that they incorporate it into their lifestyle and take regular breaks from the computer to stretch, move and breathe, as well as an affirmation a day and 1 minute journaling as well. So that's a few of the differences. That's just a few. And I hope it gives you a bit of a flavour, you know. The other things that are just popping to my mind, I'm looking at my studio here, and you know, use things like in Pilates, you use things more like bands, in yoga you use things more like straps. I mean, you can use all sorts of little pieces of equipment in Pilates, from rings to all sorts, and they are fantastic to add all those bits and bobs in. I'm particularly a fan of the spiky Pilates massage balls. They are brilliant for releasing tension, tightness and stiffness in the muscles. My back can't live without them, actually. So there we go, that'll do for today. So I hope you enjoy today's meditation. Now, you're going to enjoy the 40 breath meditation again. Now, you can do this just one round of it, or you can do it twice, 3 times or 4 times. This particular one again today is 5 minutes, but you can repeat it twice, 3 times or 4 times if you want to. My personal latest favorite meditation is this exact one, which I like to do lying cozy in bed in the morning. After my hot and cold shower, I climb back into bed and do this meditation. And currently I'm doing it for 20 minutes, which means doing this 4 times. But even doing it for once for 5 minutes is brilliant. I really hope you enjoy this meditation today. Enjoy. So welcome to your number 40 relaxation meditation, sitting or lying down comfortably. However is comfortable for you, close your eyes, either with a cozy blanket, and just let your tummy rise and fall. If you want more back support, if you're lying down, you can bend your knees or have cushions or support under your knees. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. But quite nice, strong breathing, so you can hear the breathing. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And you go for another 8 there in your own time, relaxing more on each out breath. Feeling your tummy rise and fall. Nice deep breath into the lungs. So in the number 40 relaxation meditation, it's just basically 4 sets of your number 10 relaxation meditation, going into the second lot of 10 breaths. Enjoy. In through your nose, let the tummy rise, and out through the mouth, relax. Enjoying 10 more in your own time for the second one. Thank you. going into your next, going into the third part of your next number 10, 10 breaths. Concentrate, stay awake as you breathe and strong, and breathe and relax another 10 times. And the final 10 breaths, in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax, feeling your tummy rise and fall and relax. Stay alert and concentrate on counting those 10, final 10 breaths to bring you up to 40 and enjoy. And relax. Breathe in a calm, relaxed way with today's affirmation of I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. Enjoy. Right, so how do you feel after the meditation today? I hope you're feeling really, really lovely and relaxed and maybe rejuvenated, or perhaps you just, it's going to encourage you to slow down to get more rest. Because sometimes when we breathe and relax and take more time to meditate, it highlights that we're actually not getting enough rest in life. So how do you feel about that? I hope you enjoyed it though. Now, today's happy and calm card message of the day to finish is my core stability and back strength is improving. What does that message mean to you today? I just felt like the right affirmation today. Now, if you're thinking, oh, it's not, well, you can do something about it. A very powerful way to say this affirmation is whilst you're doing your mindfulness Pilates, and always start off with the basics, no matter what level of fitness you are, and get the technique and the foundation right. And whilst you're doing your core stability exercises, you can say, my core stability is improving. Whilst you're doing your back strengthening exercise, you can say, my back strength is improving. And then it's true, and you don't have to battle with the affirmation. Right, that is it today. I'm going to finish work early this afternoon. I'm very excited to be doing that. And yeah, going to be doing more dips and plunges in the sea. And yeah, all I want to say is thank you so much for listening to this episode, and really look forward to seeing you on the next one. And really would appreciate it if you share with friends, rate and review, so I know there's more of you listening and enjoying it. That'd be amazing. Have a great week and lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.